And we are live for a fun special edition hump day board check. This one called Building Blocks. We'll get into what that means here in a second. Thanks to Impact Media, thanks to Blog Talk Radio, and of course thanks to listeners like you guys who make this fun each and every week. Get a chance to come on here and talk hockey, specifically Hurricanes of the NHL and Gladiators of the ECHL. We talk all over the leagues as well. We'll have some fun guests lined up. In case I forgot, I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome in. Been fun. Been some good stuff going on. We're going to get into a little bit of things here. Today's show is going to probably be a little quick. We'll jump into a couple NHL things. Hit some Hurricanes things and some Gladiators as well. Got to tell you about the new guy in charge. Got to tell you some new signings here in Atlanta. I want to talk about the passing of a pretty cool guy and overall great veteran goaltender in the league. Overall, it's just that time of year when there's just not a whole lot going on. You know, it is that magical time where a lot of people these kinds of stories come out. The Blackhawks likely to use salary cap space, quote, closer to training camp, unquote. Okay. Free agent tracker. You guys know where some of the bigger ones went. Chris Tierney signed a 2-year contract with the Sharks. Kept him in-house. Fantasy sleepers. These guys, it's way too early to figure out these things. You guys know that. Trade tracker. There was a big track. I got to talk about that one. You guys kind of pull my arm on that one. I got to talk about that one. There was a couple trades that some people were upset about, mostly Blackhawks fans, but stop me when you've heard that before. I like this particular move here. The Columbus Blue Jackets acquired forward Ryan McGinnis. I believe he's related to Al. He's going to be a fantastic guy. From the Arizona Coyotes, apparently are still having a fire sale. They don't like to keep second-generation guys, apparently. Forward defenseman Jacob Graves and a conditional sixth-round pick in next year's draft. Congratulations to the Blue Jackets. Jacob Graves is a pretty good defenseman, so I don't have a problem with Arizona doing that. I mean, my problem is more with the organization than I am anything, but here's the other thing Arizona Coyotes did. They did this just last week. I don't think I talked about it either way. Arizona Coyotes acquired forward Vinny Hinostroza. Make sure I say his name right. Defenseman Jordan Esterle. And the contract rights of forward Marian Hossa, along with a third-round pick next year from the Chicago Blackhawks for forward Marcus Kruger, forward Jordan Mileta, forward Mackenzie Entwistle, defenseman Andrew Campbell, a fifth-round pick in the 2019 draft, and a bologna sandwich. One of those is made up. See if you can figure out which one. See, you're not sure. The bologna sandwich could have been right. No, this is the Coyotes. The Coyotes taking advantage of a situation. They can also eat the Marian Hossa contract. Because of the skin affliction he has, he's not going to play anymore. So this takes it off the books for the Blackhawks, who need to clear a lot of cap space. We just talked about that apparently they're going to wait until training camp to use. That's fine. Chicago, the Chicago fans know this is not a quick fix. That helps, getting that off the books, but that is what it is. I didn't talk about this a couple weeks ago where the Islanders got forward Matt Martin, the Maple Leafs, for goalie Eamon McAdam. I think that's going to be a pretty good one there. And I think we talked about the Ryan O'Reilly one, so I don't really have to talk about that one. But, yeah, that's a pretty good move. You clear, if you're Chicago, you clear some cap space. You still pick up some pieces, some younger pieces that can actually help you. Chicago's just they're in cap hell. We all know that. We joke about it, but it's the truth. They've got to clear some capital so they can get this thing back on the rails. The Tom Wilson contract, they are looking north of 4 years as far as him and the Capitals. I don't have a problem with that. I like Tom Wilson. I feel like he really put himself on the map as just an overall pest, but a pest who scores goals. He is basically, without the crazy antics, he is Brad Marchand if Brad puts both his sides together, the goon side and the scoring side. The Isles extended Ryan Pulock. He's pretty good. I think he's a third liner for them. But I mean, you get these kinds of headlines. Prospect A looking good in camp early. Okay? Because they won't tell you all that. This guy's terrible. I don't know why we drafted him. No. Everybody looks good now. Everybody's in camp. Nobody's really doing a whole lot. Jimmy VC re-signing with the Rangers. That's just a good fit. There's no reason why you would have went anywhere else. A lot of people signed their entry-level contracts. The Devils signing Blake Coleman and Stefan Nosen. There's just, you know, Lindholm signing the 6-year deal with the Flames after being traded there from our Hurricanes. Okay. I like that. Saros has signed a 3-year contract to stay with the Predators. It's a great thing. Let's go on and hit on this. I want to hit on this. Former NHL goalie Ray Emery, who is only 35, played 11 NHL seasons, more famously with the Chicago Blackhawks, where he won a cup, but he also played with the Ottawa Senators, the Anaheim Ducks, and he spent a little time with the Philadelphia Flyers. Guy's good. He was solid. He was a great backup. I'm glad he didn't win his cup. I believe 2013 is when he won that particular cup. But I'll get into to details because that's between the authorities and his family. And just know that it was accidental. It was he passed away. He passed away 6 a.m. on Sunday. Just a little bit about him, though. He was selected by the Senators in the fourth round, number 99 overall of the 2001 draft. He was 145, 86, and 28 with a 2.7 goals against average, 906 save percentage, 16 shutouts in 287 total games. 252 of those were starts. Yeah, better than your average backup. He was 21-17 with a 2.6 goals against average, 902 save percentage, and 3 shutouts in 39 Stanley Cup playoff games, including going 13-7 to help the Senators advance to the final back in 2007. They lost to the Ducks in 5, but it's a loss for anybody, but Ray Emery was one of the good guys. Everybody loved Ray. Everybody enjoyed having him around. It's like I always say, be a good human first. Be a good whatever you are after that. And Ray was a good human. He was definitely a good human, and he is truly going to be missed. So, Ray, look forward to the endless games in the sky, and we'll see you later on down the road. But, rest in peace, thoughts, prayers, condolences, just everything for the Emery family. Now, let's see. Let's do that. Let's go some Hurricanes. We'll tell you about some things coming up. One is August 23rd, 7:05 at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. It is hockey night. They have some specialized jerseys they will be wearing. I'm sure you can either order them or possibly bid on them or to a point like that. They're pretty cool looking, pretty wicked cool looking. Like I said, that's a Thursday night at 7:05, August 23rd. As always, their Facebook page and NHL.com/Hurricanes will have more information on all that. You got the Canes 5K, which will be Sunday, September 9th at 9:30 a.m. up in Raleigh. You guys know where that's at. It's powered by UNC Rex Healthcare. Should be a good time. You can get all the information on the website as well. And then the open game is September 19th. That's not that far away, guys. That is 2 months from now, where they will host the Tampa Bay Lightning at the PNC Arena. That's a Wednesday, 7 p.m. Here we go. The Hurricanes have hired an assistant coach. Looks like we're actually going to be over 15 minutes. Look at that. Whoever had the over-under at 15, should have took the over. Don Liddell let us know that today they have hired Dean Chenoweth to serve as the assistant coach. He has a lot of experience as a player and a coach to the organization. He is, tell you a little bit about Dean. He is 49, served as the assistant coach of the New York Islanders for 3 seasons from 09 to 12. Last season, he was the associate coach to the Vancouver Giants of the Western Hockey League. He also helped lead the Giants to a 36-27, 6-3 record with a berth in the WHL playoffs. He's an American Hockey League affiliate for the Avalanche in Cleveland and San Antonio for 4 seasons. He was the head coach of the WHL's Seattle Thunderbirds from 2000 to 04, and the Swift Current Broncos from 04 to 09. As a player, he's from the great city of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. He was drafted by the New York Islanders in the first round, 13th overall in the 87 draft. He recorded 22 points, 4 goals, and 18 assists in 241 career games with the Islanders and the Boston Bruins. Also appeared in 209 AHL games in Springfield, Capital District, and Providence, earning 40 points, 10 goals, and 30 assists. So, welcome in, Coach Chenoweth. We look forward to having you. We think we're going to add a lot of really cool insight. You know, a lot of people like to say, hey, a first-round pick that ever panned out. Kind of journeyman head coach here and there in a lot of lower leagues. Yeah. You know who makes some of the best coaches in other sports too? Either guys who never saw potential or guys who were journeymen. Yeah, you know, Peyton Manning is not going to be a head coach in the NFL. Not the NHL either, but not the NFL. Very rarely do the stars become coaches. Most of the time, it's the guys right below them or the backup quarterbacks, the backup goalies, those kinds of things, because they see the game in a completely different way. They saw it from the clipboard and the coaching aspect early on. So before you guys start saying, well, this guy, and how is he good enough to be, hey, let it pan out, all right? We appreciate your support. I think that pretty much hits all the hurricane news. Yeah, so since that pretty much hits that, let's go to the big gladiator news. And yes, there is some big gladiator news. First of all, we have a new head coach. They've announced that Jeff Pyle has been named head coach and general manager of hockey operations effective immediately. This was actually a couple days ago. This is the first time I am telling you about it. He's got a ridiculous resume. It's the same as Dean Chenoweth there, you know. Jeff Pyle is a great hire by owner Dan Orlick. It's going to be great. Pyle is 59. He returns to the Gladiators organization. Yep, he's been here before. That helps. The last six seasons, he has spent in various leagues, including a one-year stint as the head coach of the Texas Stars of the AHL. From Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Spent 13 seasons with the Mobile Gwinnett franchise. Yep, that's what they were before. They the Atlanta Gladiators, for all you new people. It's okay if you don't know that, because now you do. He accumulated 436 wins, 477 overall victories in the ECHL, with Evansville, Gwinnett, and Mobile ranking fourth all-time winningest coach in league in the league's third year history. Fourth all-time, and there's a good chance he's going to add some more. He replaces Chuck Weber, who took a position as assistant coach up in New York. Wish him all the best. You know, this of all the candidates, I like this hire. I like it a lot. You know, back in 05-06, he was the coach here in Atlanta. Technically Gwinnett, but Atlanta. He led the team to a franchise best 107 points. The record was 50-15-7. Yeah, they won a lot. Think Everblades this past season. He went on to win the American Conference and appeared in the Kelly Cup Finals as they lost to the Alaska Aces in five games. It happens. It's okay. But really like the hire. Maybe we can get Coach Pyle on sometime to talk about everything. But if you want to know what sort of team he may want to build, well, let's go to the people who were signed / re-signed. The team announced Tuesday. That would be yesterday. This was exciting, too. All the people around me, when I found out the news, had no idea what I was talking about. Now they do. So I'm going to tell you guys just as well. I'm excited. I'm super, super stoked about having these guys back in the building. The Atlanta Gladiators announced Tuesday that the team has re-signed defenseman Zach Malatesta and Jack Stander to professional contracts. Yep, we added two awesome defensemen. Malatesta, who was only 21, skated in 36 games, had 11 points in his first year with the Gladiators. You know, would have done better, but he got hurt. It's fine. He's been able to heal up before getting him back out there. Jack Stander is 23, joined Atlanta near the end of the regular season last year, completing a four-year stint with the NCAA's Canisius College. He's 6'2", 194-pound defenseman. You can't teach that. He earned two assists in six regular season games and appeared in two of the team's four playoff contests. Yep, he did a fantastic job. The guy's a former alternate captain of his college team. And here's something he said here. Look at it. Looking back on my short stint last year, this is standard talking, I thought Atlanta was a first-class organization with a passionate fan base and was a great place to play. We have good building blocks. There's those words. To work off of from last season, and I'm going to do my best to contribute to the longer playoff run and have a successful first full season of pro hockey. Welcome, Jack and Zach. We now have two young up-and-coming defensemen who are ready to play. And we are locked and loaded. Some great deals on tickets if you go to AtlantaGladiators.com. The online store has had some amazing things as well. Always check out, especially sometimes they just up and have just a tremendous sale. But I believe that's going to do it for us this week. Appreciate all you guys joining us on this great hump day. It's been another great edition of Board Check. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks to Impact Media. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio. We will see you guys next week. Go watch hockey.